You're listening to the Champ Off-Road Podcast, presented by Amswell.
Well, I just want to welcome everyone to the Championship Off-Road Podcast, the third season presented by Amswell. I am Brent Smith alongside Shane Stetsny. And Shane, man, what a season it was in 2021. But 2022, I can't wait to get things going.
I'm right there with you, Brent. I'm super excited. I'm glad to be back in the booth with you again this year. We return our whole broadcasting team, both you and myself, Haley and Nolan as well, giving us our trackside reports. I know they're also very excited to get the band back together, so to speak.
Absolutely, Shane. The band is going to be back together. And for our third year, you and I have been around off-roads a long, long time. But to have 3 years, we're definitely starting to get more comfortable race after race. And I'll tell you, we just want to bring the best possible action to the fans and to everyone around the world.
Absolutely. We want to give our fans the inside track, the inside scoop. And that's exactly what we're going to do here on episode one of the Champ Off-Road Podcast, 2022 edition, presented by Amsoil. First, how about let's take a look at our season schedule this year. For those of you that were Champ Off-Road fans last year and followed the whole tour, pretty much the same schedule. We kick it off in Antigo here in a couple weeks, followed by Crandon at the end of June, the 25th and 26th. Then we head out west to ERX Motor Park in Minnesota. Follow that up with a trip back to Lena for the third year, Dirt City Motorplex at the end of July. Then we go to your hometown, Bark River, Michigan, August 13th and 14th. And then, of course, we wrap up the season World Championship weekend at Crandon International Raceway, September 2nd and 3rd.
Yeah, every one of those race facilities are over the top. I mean, we go back to Antigo for the second year in a row. I want to start by talking about that track. I mean, we talk about how it's really short, but it's technical. You talk about Bark River, Crandon, ERX, Dirt City. I mean, if you pick any one of those tracks, I think Dirt City and when we go to Antigo are going to be similar tracks. And we have a lot of surprises coming in Antigo before the weekend even starts as well.
Yeah, just to follow up your thought on the track, though, Brent, last year the track was a little bit tame for especially some of the bigger trucks, the pro classes, so I expect to see some curveballs in the track this year, but you touched on one big curveball that we're going to get in Antigo, so what's the special race that we've got in store on June 3rd, Friday night of Antigo?
Absolutely, Shane. A lot of people have been talking about it. There's been rumors. But there's going to be a Pro 2 showdown, the Yokohama Duel of Champions presented by Vision Wheel. $10,000 to the winner. There's going to be 16 drivers in Pro 2. One versus one. The winner advances. Loser is eliminated. And all championship drivers will be going for $10,000. I got to keep saying that because it's something cool. Carl, we've talked to him a lot about making new things happen, and this whole Champ Off-Road thing is going over the top to start the year off with such a big payday.
Yeah, and that's a format that's really never been seen in short course off-road racing. We kind of stole it from like tough truck events like you might see alongside monster truck shows and arenas, but to see it on an off-road track with these Pro 2 drivers going head-to-head, I think it's going to bring out a whole other level of aggression in some of these drivers, knowing that, hey, you have to stay in front of the other driver or you go home empty-handed.
Yeah, absolutely. And for us to be calling that show is going to be unreal because, I mean, luck is a big thing, but one little mistake can cost you that $10,000. So the guys like Jarrett Brooks, Kyle Kliman, past champion, Keegan Kincaid, I mean, I could go on forever. It's going to be some kind of showdown.
You are absolutely correct, Brent. Another note for this year, and this has also been all over the internet as well, all of our Champ Off-Road streams are moving exclusively to Flow Racing. We're on Flow Racing alongside the Champ Off-Road website, streaming on both platforms last year, but this year it's all on Flow Racing. There's been a lot of talk about that on social media, but what this is really going to do is it's going to let us deliver all the same great live racing content that you're used to. It's just a more capable platform and a lot more reliable platform. Admittedly, we struggled with some bandwidth issues last year. Too many people were trying to watch the races all at once, and the servers just couldn't handle it. So now we're on a better platform that'll be able to support all of our great fans and make sure you get a reliable viewing experience. And all that great Champ Off-Road racing that we bring you this year, that'll be available there alongside other great racing like Amsoil USAC Sprint Cars, NASCAR Whelen Series, Late Model Racing, and a whole lot more. And of course, for more information or to subscribe, visit flowracing.com. That's FLOracing.com/signup. Well, with the housekeeping out of the way, Brent, how about we break down maybe a 2021 year in review, we can call it. Let's talk about some pro classes from last year.
Yeah, we can start off by talking about pro stock, and there's really no other words to start off the pro stock division than saying Brock Hager. I mean, 8 wins in 11 races, he pretty much dominated the whole season, but you put CJ Greaves in there, he's no slouch, we all know that, but he really pretty much got dominated through the whole 2021 season.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Hager was on rails all year, he looked unbeatable, and like you said, 8 wins in 11 races, he nearly was unbeatable. CJ Greaves, though, he did claim the other 3 wins. Listen, we know CJ Greaves really well. We know that nothing motivates him more than getting beaten by another driver heads up like that. And Greaves has maybe an ace up his sleeve. He's made the switch to Polaris for the 2022 season and beyond. So I expect him to come back with a vengeance.
Yeah, CJ Greaves, I totally agree with you on that, Shane. He's very, very fast year in, year out, and he will be back. And it'll be interesting to see what classes he will be in from weekend to weekend, and don't count out Hager or Greaves in any class they're going to be in. But in pro stock, you have Dallas Nord. I mean, he's an airplane pilot. The guy just flies around the United States as well as goes around the world and shows up in the Midwest. I mean, we watched him for quite a few years out west running the Lucas Oil Off-Road Racing Series back in the day, but he's here to play, and he's very, very well known.
Yeah, and another contender, Owen Van Epperen, he was in the top 3 in the Pro Turbo side-by-side class last year, also ran in Pro Stock as well, but didn't quite put together as strong of a season in Pro Stock. And then there's a few interesting newcomers. Dylan Marquardt, he was last year's Pro-Am side-by-side champion. He's making that step up to Pro Stock side-by-side. You've got Jake Jorgensen jumping up from Sportsman side-by-side, where he finished 3rd last year. And then Jake Kosmecki, another top 5 driver from Pro-Am, making the jump as well. I expect that to be a lot more of a tightly contested points battle.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are some pretty good names in that group. And Jake Kosmecki, it shows 5th in Pro-Am. I'll tell you right now, we talked about him a lot, week in and week out. You know that, Shane. And seems like those colors are always flying in our eyes. So he's putting the car where it needs to be to win, and he's doing the driving duties he needs to do to put it up front. So it'll be interesting in pro stock in 2022.
Another class that's going to be very interesting, just like it was last year, is Pro Turbo side-by-side. Hey, right off the bat, you may notice that's a little bit different name than it had last year. It's the class, I guess, formerly known as Pro Mod side-by-side, now called Pro Turbo side-by-side. You'll hear us say that quite a few times this year. Last year, Rod Van Epperen was the champion. He only had 2 wins, though, out of 11 races, but he was in the top 4 in 10 out of those 11 races. Just a tremendous display of consistency by Rod Van Epperen. Andrew Carlson actually had 5 wins out of those 11 rounds, but finished 2nd in points. And then Owen Van Epperen and Kyle Chaney both wrapped up 2 wins apiece in that one. But the points battle in Pro Turbo side-by-side last year came down to the final round. Even though Carlson took that win, Rodney Van Epperen just finished high enough to clinch the points title. But there are some other guys in the field that I think will be out there to challenge Rod Van Epperen this year.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. There's a lot of great drivers. I mean, you look at Chaney, Carlson, and then Owen Van Epperen. They're so fast. The cars are good. These guys are factory drivers. They're not just getting a junkyard part off the shelf. They're putting on these factory parts. They know what it takes to win. They've been around for years. It's just cool to sit back, watch the best driver come to the top. Yeah, you're going to have bad luck one time, and you're going to have great luck the next. So you just have to be in every event to prove who is going to be the best driver in this Pro Turbo side-by-side class. And I'm telling you, these cars get up and go. We talk all the time, Shane, that they run Pro 2 lap times at some of our bigger tracks.
Yeah, basically the same horsepower to weight ratio as a Pro 4, if not a little bit better in favor of the Pro Turbo side-by-sides. Just to piggyback on a point you made, you talked about bad luck, and we're going to talk about this driver again when it comes to our Pro 4 breakdown, but Kyle Chaney last year had all kinds of issues in Pro Turbo side-by-side. Really, there was only 2 different times that I feel like he was at full strength, and both of those races, he ended up on top of the podium. Of course, very memorable. He broke day 1 at Antigo last year, and then in round 2 on Sunday at Antigo last year, went from dead last on the start, passed the entire field, and took that win. I'm looking for a lot more out of Chaney. Listen, this guy's a 2-time defending King of the Hammers UTV champ. The guy knows how to wheel one of these turbo side-by-side cars. I'm expecting to see him, you know, dial in the consistency a little bit. I don't know why he is so snake bitten here in the Midwest in Champ Off Road, because the guy wins everywhere else across the country that he brings his Can-Am side-by-side cars. So I'm expecting him to challenge for the title as well this year.
Yeah, Chaney definitely has one of my bigger picks on the season. I mean, Ronnie Van Epren, you can't count him out. I mean, he owns Power Sports One. He's been around these side-by-sides for quite a few years, and you can't say enough about this class. CJ Greese will be there. I mean, we're going to have to wait to see how things shake out, because I cannot make my pick. I've been watching off-roads my whole life, and that's what makes me keep coming back. This drive, this energy that is just over the top with Champ Off-Road. I think we're going to see one of the best seasons yet in Pro Turbo side-by-side.
Yeah, you mentioned that, these fields are, you're going to hear us say this about all the classes we're going to talk about here on episode one of the podcast, but these fields, these drivers, the fields are so deep and the drivers so talented, so evenly matched. And that's true across the board in our pro classes. Perhaps the most evenly matched class of all would be Pro Spec. So we'll give you a couple notes on Pro Spec. As of right now, our unofficial tally has four drivers showing up for Antigo, although there may be a surprise or two that show up as well. Three of them, Nick Visser, Easton Sleeper, Chris Vanden Elzen, are already public that they're going to be there. There is a fourth driver. I have not seen this driver post about it at all, but I do know that they are going to be there. So I won't spoil it. We won't spoil it here on the podcast. We'll let that driver make the post about it on their own social media channels. But we'll also talk about Pro Spec a little bit more in depth before Antigo on one of the next couple episodes of the podcast. If you're a Pro Spec fan, just like we are, don't feel left out that we're kind of skipping over it for this one.
Yeah, Pro Spec, Shane. I'm really excited to see what goes on in that class. I mean, Ryan Beat been trying to develop this class for quite a few years, finally gets it marked down. And a lot of these guys that coming out of the classes like Super Stock Truck, Nick Visser, Easton Sleeper coming out of the carts, and Vanden Elzen coming out of the Pro Buggy. I mean, it's cool to see all this variety of talent making its way into Pro Spec. We know what Pro Light is. It's unreal how fast those trucks go. There's not as much horsepower in Pro Spec, but the suspension, it's all the same. Those trucks fly and drive pretty much the same way a Pro Light does. So when this class starts to get old maybe for someone, or they feel like they've conquered it, then that's their opportunity. Switch it up, go to Pro Light, or maybe even a Pro 2.
And speaking of Pro Light, why don't we talk a little bit about what happened last year? And just like in Pro Stock side-by-side, the story of Pro Light in 2021 dominated by Brock Hager. 7 wins in those 11 races. Finished with a 73-point margin over Kyle Greaves. You only get 50 points for a win, so he could have taken the final round completely off and still taken home that championship. Kyle Greaves, Cole Mamer, 2 wins apiece. So the 11 wins divided among those three. But Cole Mamer no longer in the class. But just like we've been saying, this field is as deep as any other. There are a few drivers that we expect to challenge for that title this year.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of challengers out there. I mean, just in my eyes, I've been watching social media, been watching Instagram, Facebook, and Dylan Poynton's been really putting in the laps. He's been putting in the test time. And we know last year, he ended on 4 straight podiums. He led 2 races very, very quick. He knows how to drive these trucks. He had Mike Vandenhoevel in the past helping him out develop that truck, actually built that ride. And you can tell that thing is just dialed in. I can't wait to see what he can do in 2022. Then you put Kyle Greaves all the way to John Holder. John Holder, you watch him. You watch him on social media. Well, good luck trying to keep up, because he's always driving something. Down to Carson Parrish, Mason Prater, Maddox Bailey. I mean, we could go on forever. This Pro Light field has swollen so much in the past 5 years.
Yeah, and for 2022, there's a few interesting new names joining the fray as well. Jacob Rosales in Pro Stock Side-by-Side, or coming from Pro Stock Side-by-Side, I should say. You've got Connor Berry, Brody Eggleston, a couple West Coast guys that are going to come play with our Midwest Pro Light guys this year. RJ Lego making the jump up from Pro Stock Side-by-Side. And then Antonio Inglese, one of your hometown guys up there in the Upper Peninsula, he was last year's third-place finisher in Modkart, picked up a couple wins in that class. He's also making the jump up to Pro Light. So, again, these pro fields are getting very deep and just stocked full of really talented drivers.
Yeah, absolutely, Shane. I can't wait to watch the Pro Light class. It's been one of my favorite classes throughout some time. And I don't know, it's a lot of young talent. There's some veterans in that class. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Well, before we move on and talk about our two heavy metal truck classes, let's remind all of our fans, visit AMSOIL.com. They've got all the products that protect and maximize performance in all your vehicles and motorized toys. Use that convenient AMSOIL product guide and find exactly what you need. And they'll even ship it quickly and free right to your door. AMSOIL, run with us. So, moving on, Brent. Pro 2. Last year, how do you rate Pro 2, the competition last year? It's got to be the most fun class in Champ Off-Road, right? But is it the best class that we've seen maybe in a decade or more here in the Midwest?
Yeah, I mean, just glancing over all these notes, just seeing how many different drivers are in this Pro 2 field. I mean, the talent we've seen, the competitiveness. Like, I mean, you've seen Jarrett Brooks just get devastated in championship weekend at Crandon. I mean, he's one of the fastest guys I've ever seen in a Pro 2 truck. Then you have Keegan Kincaid from Crandon. I mean, he went out there and just led laps, just ran away. I mean, very, very quick. Trevor Layton, one win, but that was a huge win for Layton. It'll be interesting to see if he has anything for them in 2022. And then young Ricky G, Ryan Beat, Mickey Thomas. I mean, how many times can we keep saying the level of talent in this field is just over the top, Shane? You've watched since you were in diapers off-roads, and like you said, this is like back in the day when Flannery's and McCachran and Chenny and all them back in 98, 99 were battling 14, 15 trucks. And we didn't know who was going to win. So I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm on the record as saying Pro 2 right now, these string of years that we're in the middle of right now, we're going to look back on this as, you know, another golden age in Pro 2. You mentioned all those drivers that won races last year. Six different drivers, as we said. That's the most in any class in Champ Off-Road last year, including all of our sportsman classes. Six different winners. And then you have other guys in the field who didn't make it to winner's circle last year. Corey Winner had a tremendous season, super consistent, couldn't pick up a win, and he ended up taking second in the points to Keegan Kincaid by only one single point. It came down to one position at the end of the final race that put Keegan Kincaid on top of the point standings. Not only that, this year you add in Doug Mattag. He raced Pro 4 last year, decided he'd rather race Pro 2, feels he's going to be more competitive, and we know he will be. Not only that, but you've also got Kleiman, a former champion in Pro 2. He didn't pick up a win last year either, but he's someone else that I expect to see run up front. Really, this is eight trucks at least that could be competing for wins in any round this year.
Yeah, it's crazy to even look at it and see that, you know, Mattag, Gutierrez, Kleiman. I mean, Kleiman's a big one that picks out. A lot of people might think I talk about Kyle Kleiman a lot. He came from pretty much nothing, started in that Pro Light class, really dominated. Then he came in the Pro 2, won a championship now. I mean, he's looking to turn things around. I can guarantee you that. But when you put Winner, Brooks, Beat, Thomas, and Mattag in that line, I mean, how can you just say it's going to be easy? It's not.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Brent. No doubt about it. It's going to be a hard-fought battle down to the wire in Pro 2 here in the 2022 season. And then last, but absolutely not least here for our season preview for our Pro classes, Pro 4. Last year, it was CJ Greaves taking that win, taking that championship, I should say. Took five wins out of the 11 rounds. Finished with a 47-point lead on the rest of the field. Kyle LeDuc was runner-up. He took four wins, and then the other two wins went to Johnny Greaves. He's up to 101 career Pro 4 wins. So now we're 2 years in, starting the third year of Champ Off-Road. This rivalry between CJ Greaves and Kyle LeDuc, it's real. We saw it play out throughout the 2020 season. That ended up being Kyle LeDuc's championship year. We saw it throughout last year. CJ Greaves took the championship. How do you see that playing out this year?
I don't know, man. Those guys are just unreal when they get behind those Pro 4s. I mean, Johnny Greaves, CJ Greaves, Kyle LeDuc. I mean, they've been racing quite a few years in these classes. They know how to set up these trucks. They know what it takes to win. And we talk about luck again. I'll keep bringing it up. And the late Rick Huseman used to say it all the time. You know, 90% of it is luck. And it has to be on your side to get a win here in this Pro 4 division. But I mean, you go down to Chaney again, Chenny, Carlson. I mean, you throw them all in the mix. Yeah, you have your top three that we talk about, CJ, Johnny, and Kyle, but you throw those guys in because even Henderson throwing some big wings out there last year, there's a lot of speed in Pro 4. Who says that Johnny, CJ, and Kyle don't even get a win till the second half of the season? Yeah, that sounds dumb, but who knows? I give these other guys credit. They're swinging the bat away.
Yeah, and we've watched Henderson. I want to single him out, especially just like you did. Henderson, Jimmy Henderson, has really developed into a great driver, and he's worked so hard in the offseason and throughout the season the last couple of years. You know, we've kind of seen this coming. A couple of years ago, he was, you know, a fifth, sixth place truck, and then 2020, he was starting to just mix it up at the tail end of the lead pack. Last year, I mean, you go back to ERX, I think three or four or five different drivers led over that ERX weekend. Henderson was one of those drivers. So the way he's been improving steadily, and he's got the resources behind him, I expect him to compete for wins right out of the gate this year. And another driver that I want to single out, and you mentioned his name, and we talked about him earlier in Turbo Side-by-Side, is Kyle Chaney. Picked up his first Pro 4 podium last year. He was basically a privateer in Pro 4 last year. Still mixed it up with the big boys with the factory support. And again, just like Henderson, steadily improved. We know the guy can wheel a four-wheel drive car, so I expect to see big things out of him as well.
Yeah, I totally agree once again with you, Shane. It's so awesome to see these guys really stepping up to the plate and swinging away every time. Chaney, we call him the wild man for a reason. He's always there. I mean, great guy, great dude to come back year after year and just try to put down the fastest lap every race. I mean, we can go down to Cole Mamer. He was in Pro Light, dominated in Pro Light, Fall Cranon especially. That truck was running Pro 2 lap times, just flat out flying. And now you put him in Pro 4, and he's really good behind of a Pro 4 truck.
Yeah, he dabbled in Pro 4 a little bit last year and ran into a little bit of bad luck, even though he was only running a part-time season. But now he has officially sold his Pro Light, so he is full steam ahead in Pro 4. Another interesting newcomer of note, Danny Boshaw, is former Formula 4x4 champion and former Super Stock Truck champion. Put together a little team with Ben Pesa, who's been in Pro 4 kind of on a privateer basis, and Danny Boshaw joining the fray in Pro 4 as well. So good to see some new blood joining the class.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to see this Pro 4 class grow, and Dan's been working really, really hard on that truck, trying to get it together, put some laps in at Crandon. He's enjoying the heck out of it. Good for him. I mean, the kid has a dream like everyone else, and, you know, he's going for it, and we'll see what he can do in that Pro 4 class. And I couldn't tell you who's going to win the opener because they're going to come back. A lot of new parts, new ideas. I mean, you have Jimmy Henderson running an old Dale Dondale truck, and you have Kyle LeDuc in them front and back half and chassis. So just goes to tell you how much work goes into these Pro 4s.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's shaping up to be a good season. But hey, before we close out this podcast, Brent, I shared my notes for this podcast with you, but I did not share the secret surprise section. Are you ready for that?
Absolutely. Throw it at me, Shane.
All right. Here's a quick rapid fire. Let's get some hot takes out of each other a little bit here. First up, the driver who's jumping into a new class that you're most excited about is who? You've got Cole Mamer jumping from Pro Light to Pro 4, Jacob Rosales jumping into Pro Light, Dylan Marquardt in Pro Stock side by side, RJ Lego, Antonio Inglese moving into Pro Light. Is it one of the Pro Spec drivers that you're excited to see, or maybe somebody else?
I'm honestly, it's a long shot right now for me, but to throw one little one aside, I would want to say Vanden Elsens. They've been trying really, really hard. I mean, a sportsman racer trying to make it in to the pro ranks and now in the Pro Spec. It's going to be so cool to see that team. Great group of people over there. Dave Vanden Elsen, he's going to be right there trying to negotiate that truck. That's a former Greaves chassis, and those guys are smart, so pay attention. That's one of my eyes are going to be set on them this year to see how they improve throughout the year. Not saying they're not going to do nothing great right away, but hey, I'm proud of them and what they've accomplished.
Yeah, and Pro Spec is anybody's game, because unless your name is Ryan Beat, you have no experience. No, none of the drivers who are going to show up in Pro Spec have experience, so it's really anybody's game from the jump. So if I can give my answer, I think the driver I'm most excited to see jump up is Dylan Marquardt in Pro Stock Side-by-Side. Part of this is my own selfish biases. He's a former buggy guy.
Absolutely. Yes, yes. Very, very competitive driver. Fast. Seems like we say Marquardt all the time.
Yeah, and I mean, him and his brother Tyson in Pro-Am Side-by-Side last year, it was a two-man battle between those two brothers, and Dylan came out on top. He's making the jump into Pro Stock Side-by-Side. I'm looking for him to be a rookie in the class and make a little bit of noise.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I'm looking to see this year is the newcomers, the guys stepping up, the gals stepping up, and especially Marquardt, they know how to drive a race car. So I always believe step up every time you make that move, it gets easier and easier if you understand how to drive and wheel these cars. And the Marquardts, they have a great team behind them. Watch, they're going to do great things in 2022.
All right, next up, Pro 2. We already talked about them at length. There was 6 different winners last year. Will there be more or fewer winners in 2022?
Oh, man, Shane. I don't know. It's on the big tracks. It's hard to say at Crannon not to pick Kincaid. I mean, every time you say Crannon, Kincaid comes to my head because he dominates. They're fast. They know that gear ratio. They know that setup. He's a hell of a driver, but you look to it, say Ryan Beat, Mickey Thomas. I mean, I have a lot of favorites. I can't say there's just one guy I'm pointing out.
Well, I'm going to be a little bit more brave than you. I'm going to take the over on this, and here's why. Doug Mattag rejoining Pro 2. I expect him to find the top of the box. Corey Winter, bless his heart. We had him on the podcast last year. He thought he was so close to finally taking a race win, and he was close basically all year. I think he's going to break through and get a win. And I expect to see Kleiman do a little bit better than he did last year as well. He had some kind of off-the-wall mechanical problems for part of the year last year, but I expect those guys to have it sorted. I'm going to take the over. I think we have 7 or more winners in Pro 2.
Man, I hope you're right. It's going to be a crazy year in Pro 2.
All right, my next surprise question for you, Brent. Last year's 5 champions, this obviously not counting Pro Spec because there won't be a defending champion, were Brock Hager, Rodney Van Epperen, Hager again, Keegan Kincaid, and CJ Greaves. Will we see any repeat champions this year?
Wow, I would... I want to say yes.
Good, I'm putting you on the spot.
I know, and that's tough for me because I've been watching a lot of races trying to file in what went on last year to try to refresh our minds, and I'd like to say yes, and Brock Hager, that's my pick. I really do think that he's going to repeat.
Fair enough. Just for the sake of arguing, I'm going to say no. We will not see a repeat champion. I think the beatdown that Hager put on both the pro stock field and the pro light field is going to motivate those huge, deep fields in both of those classes. Someone's going to come back with guns a-blazing and try to knock him out of that top spot. Pro Turbo side-by-side is just so competitive. And like we've said, Pro 2, Pro 4, really heavy hitters in those classes as well. It's going to be really hard to defend a championship. So just for the sake of argument, I'll say nobody's going to repeat. All right, just 2 more quick ones for you, Brent. Which class out of the ones we've discussed today is going to have the tightest points battle this season?
Well, the class I believe that's going to have the tightest points battle. Let's see here. I mean, Pro 4, I want to say yes, because they are going to be going nuts to try to get that top spot this year. Because, you know, I feel Kyle, yeah, he had some wins, but he had some bad luck. I mean, Crannon wasn't great to Kyle. It seemed like he really wasn't even around. I mean, no offense to him. It just was a bummer for him. You don't want to see any top athlete like that fall off and not have a shot at the end of the year. But I believe Pro 4 will be tight, but Pro 2, I mean, we keep saying Pro 2, and I know I love my other classes, but Pro 2, you look at that Kincaid, Brooks, Beat, Thomas, Layton, Ricky G. I mean, you throw in Bobby Brand in that mix. I mean, he threw some great runs in at the end, especially in that cup race on Sunday. He was 2nd in Pro 2 for quite a long time.
All right, just to keep the trend going, I'm going to argue with you a little bit here. I'm going to pick Pro Turbo side-by-side. Last year, Van Epperen was the champion, but he only had 2 wins. It was just a consistent year for him. Carlson had 5 wins, but had to settle for 2nd. Owen Van Epperen, we know he is going to get faster. And as I said before, I'm really counting on Kyle Chaney to maybe dodge the bad luck. He's got to find a rabbit's foot or a 4-leaf clover at the racetrack or something, but I think Pro Turbo side-by-side, it came down to the final round last year. I think it's going to come down to a position or two in 2022.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, though, Shane. That's a totally great pick, and I'll tell you, Chaney, we talk about him a lot, but I will end my notes on the Pro Mod side-by-side from last year. It's just sad. When he doesn't break, he usually walks away and hides and takes that number one spot. But when he does break, you feel so bad for him. But he's right underneath that awning and ripping things down, and that's what it takes to be a champion.
Well, speaking of being a champion or becoming a champion, let's say, this one's going to be a tough one. I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. Pick one driver who has never won a Champ Off-Road Championship to take their first pro championship this year.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. You are stumping me again. This is fun. Let's see here. Let me think deep here, Shane. I would like to say, dude, oh man, that's crazy. I want to say Dylan Poyton, Pro Light.
Good. That was a lot of thought for a quick answer. I'll give you a quick answer too. I'm going to go Corey Winner. He was 1 point away last year. He's got it in him. Corey Winner, my pick. That's my hot take for Pro 2. Well, with that, Brent, why don't we close the book here on Chapter 1 of the Championship Off-Road Podcast presented by Amsoil for the 2022 season. Looking ahead to our upcoming shows, we will break down most of the sportsman racing, so look for that in a future episode before we get to Antigo here in a couple of weeks. We'll also return to the usual format with some guests. We've got some exciting guests, both drivers and non-drivers, planned to join us here on the podcast. But that'll just about do it here for episode one, Brent.
Yeah, absolutely, Shane. It's been a blast. We have a lot more podcasts coming in the near future here for Champ Off-Road. And I'm excited to get things going. I know you are as well, and I can't wait. It's going to be over the top, and can't thank Amsoil and everyone at Champ Off-Road enough. You're going to be in for quite a treat this year.
Yeah, you said it all, brother. Well, for Brent Smith, I am Shane Stetson. This has been the Champ Off-Road Podcast presented by Amsoil. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for listening to the Champ Off-Road Podcast presented by Amsoil.